From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our Gospel program. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and the verses 40 to 42 is where we will be looking today. The topic is the conversion of Peter. Please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be playing another extract from our featured sermon, The War in Iraq, Foreshadowings of a Future Event. You have kept me busy this past week with requests for this free sermon. I hope that we will hear from many more of our listeners asking for a copy. The latest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly magazine is also available, and I am sending out free copies to anyone who contacts me. In this edition, there are many important articles that I'm sure our readers will find valuable. There's an article on death, an article on judgment, an article on heaven, an article on hell. There's also plenty of news about our radio ministry in the Free Presbyterian Church, and there's also Bible studies, a report on standing for Christ in Kenya, as well as a focus on the work of God in China. Plenty of reading for you. Do send for your free copy of this magazine. Now here is the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing for us, Let Your Lower Lights Be Burning. After we enjoy the hymn, we'll be turning to John chapter 1, verses 40 to 42.
Amen. You may rescue.
Our subject this morning is the conversion of Peter. Let's begin by reading the verses 40 to 42 of John chapter 1. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And they brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. May God bless the reading of his word. In our last study of this portion, we considered the action of two of the disciples of John the Baptist when they were directed by him to look to Jesus for salvation. They followed Christ, verse 37, and after spending time with the Savior, and doubtless hearing him and asking him questions, one of the disciples, Andrew, was so stirred up in his heart by this meeting with the Savior that he immediately set off to find his brother Peter to tell him of the Messiah. Will you please note first of all that one of the chief evidences of true conversion to Christ is a desire to witness to others about him. Listen to what Paul wrote to the Romans. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 11. Andrew certainly was not ashamed of Christ, but was most anxious to tell others of him. He quite properly began with his own family, his own brother Peter. Before we can ever venture out into the world to tell it of Christ, let us begin with our own family and our own neighbours. Notice that Andrew spoke to Peter of Christ in the form of a very simple testimony. We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ, verse 41. These simple words tell us much. First of all, it tells us that Andrew had been seeking after Christ. We have found the Messiah, he says. Secondly, it tells us that Andrew believed that Jesus was the long-promised Messiah, the Savior of Israel, and of all who would call upon him. Thirdly, these words indicate just how important to Andrew such a discovery was. Finding Christ is indeed worth shouting about and announcing to all who will listen. Now again, please note that Andrew did not just speak to Peter about Christ, but it says he brought him to Christ. Let me show you just what Andrew did by illustrating the meaning of the word brought. The Greek word is ago. It appears in Mark chapter 11 and the verse 2. Listen as I read that verse. In it, Jesus is speaking. Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye enter into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. Our word ago is there. It is translated by the English word, bring. As the disciples led the colt upon which Christ was to ride into Jerusalem just before his crucifixion, even so Andrew led his brother to Christ. The picture is very plain, is it not? Each one of us who profess faith in Christ should seek to gently lead our family, our friends, and our neighbors into the presence of the Lord Jesus. Finally, note what happened when Peter meets the Lord Jesus. First of all, Christ needed no introduction to Peter. He knew him. There is not one of us, but Christ knows all about us. He knows us inside out. There is not one listening to this broadcast, but Christ knows the deepest secret of your heart. Peter learned that immediately he was brought into Christ's presence. And that is an important truth for every sinner to learn. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Almighty, who knows all things. Secondly, notice that Christ gave Peter a new name. He had been Simon, the son of Jonah. But from now on, he was to be known as Cephas. This is very instructive. As Peter was given the name Simon by his parents when he was born, so he is given a new name when he is born again. This time, it's the Lord gives him his name. What we are witnessing here is Peter being made a new creature when old things passed away, and behold, all things became new for this man Peter. Please note the name given to Peter. It is Cephas, or a stone. It is the Syriac form of the name Peter. It needs to be pointed out that this is not the word employed by Christ on that famous occasion recorded in Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The word rock is different from the word translated Peter. Peter means a stone, a piece of rock, whereas Christ was to build his church upon the rock. One word is the Greek word Petros, or Peter, and the other is Petra, or rock. Dear listener, that is an important distinction for you to note. Christ is the rock upon which the church is built. As the Scripture stated, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. 1 Samuel 2:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Psalm 18, verse 2. Have you been to Christ? And are you trusting in him as the rock of your salvation? Have you been made a new person with a new nature and a new heart? Without this new birth, none can enter heaven. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3 and verse 3. Peter had to be born again, and so do you. Please join me again tonight at 9 o'clock as we gather around the Word of God. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.